What a world.
Well, hello, everybody. It's me, the Fakeologist. It is Thursday, September the 26th, 2024. This is the Fakeologist show, as I said earlier. And this is Thursday, so we have Frank the Stalk Guy, a returning guest. He still wants to show up on Thursday, so we'll have him here at the Fakeologist. And Frank, how you doing?
I'm live from Denmark.
Live from Denmark. Well, as people know, I started this show not because I'm a professional broadcaster or speaker for that matter. I wanted to marry my interest in 9/11 and truth with my technical hobby, which is just farting around with computers. And so far, I've been constantly been pushing the envelope, trying to make the site better, faster. And lately, I have been trying to get a CDN working with the blog, fakeologist.blog. I'm trying to make it faster. And what a CDN is, it's a content delivery network where I pay to have the site served from your locale. And it hasn't been going all that well. I'm not sure all of it's my fault. But tonight, Frank in Australia and Bill in Los Angeles are reporting they can't get the blog. Now, I don't know why, but if we do a few tests, it appears that it's working from my location and from Austria and other locations. So it's very localized, this problem, and I'm not quite sure why. And so we're doing a little troubleshooting tonight. Frank, how you doing?
Yes, I'm well, thank you, Tim. I've just come back from just before I ended up in Denmark. I was in Tasmania this week.
Oh, Tasmania. Did you see our old friend Yosarian? We had one regular Tasmanian fakeologist.
No, I didn't see Yosarian.
And he's been missing for at least a year, I think. It takes us about a year to figure out that he's missing.
MIA, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope he's okay. We do keep track of long-term fakeologists, not in a creepy way and not in a intelligence way. We just are interested because certain people do show up, especially on our audio chats all the time. And he was a regular at Fakeologist audio chats.
Yeah, well, I didn't see him. So, interesting. I hope that's a very pretty town, by the way.
I thought Tasmania is a state.
Tasmania is a state. Hobart is the state capital.
Oh, so you were in Hobart.
With 250,000 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 250,000. And just, it's got everything. It's a great place.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I don't know anything about it. I know that you guys, because this is Fakeologist, we have to bring something up relevant to Tasmania. Wasn't that where you had your gun psyop?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Exactly. Do you want to talk about that tonight? Because people do come to the Fakeologist for Fakeologist type talk.
Well, the fakeology that's going on today is that the Australian government mm-hmm. is putting through its legislation.
Okay.
For misinformation. It's a misinformation bill.
Okay. Is that an Agenda 21 bill that needs to be put forth by all legislators around the world?
Well, it is being put forth by all legislators around the world. And in fact, it was opposed vehemently by people in Australia, mm-hmm. and it got stopped for a while, but then it suddenly made a reappearance with 7 days allowed for public comment.
Okay.
And that expires on Monday. So one of my tasks over the next few days is to get my will letter in on that topic.
Just to see. I know we have a bunch of bills that Canadian truthers or anti-government people are, or nonconformists are complaining about. I think we have Bill 293, mm-hmm. Bill 63. We have a bunch of bills. I don't know what each one of them are, but maybe one of them is misinformation as well.
Yeah, so ours is a... ours basically says that the government decides what misinformation is.
Okay, I'm going to search for the Canada Misinformation Bill. I'm not
sure.
Search for
the Australian Misinformation
Okay, Bill. I think it is Bill C-63. Online Harms Act targets harmful content on social media.
That's it.
Okay, so that's our Bill C-63. So it's to protect children. So they always put this stuff through to protect people while removing their God-given rights to free speech. Although I don't think we have the right to free speech in Canada. I'm not sure we have it. I know it's an amendment to the United States Constitution, the First Amendment, which they call their Bill of Rights. We don't have that here anyway. Canadians, I guess, always think that they're Americans because that's the media they consume. Canadians, I think they have all the rights of Americans guaranteed by their government, but I don't think that's true, or by their constitution.
Well, a right is, you know, permission. I mean, it should be more a case of can you prove that we can't do such a thing, really, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, it's easy to seek forgiveness and to ask permission.
Yeah. So it looks like this is our first federal online content moderation act. So I guess that's what you've got.
Yeah.
Do you think this website, ficologist.blog, will be moderated out of existence? Or is this just fear?
It's potential. Is this a... Well, this is your website is private. Remember, it's not a it's not a social media thing anyway, though, is it?
It's not.
And my view is that, you know, if I'm honest, it's not the government doing it. It's really
the competition.
It's the social media sites not wanting to have these things go out, and they're rather than have the blame fall on themselves, they're having the blame fall on the government.
I see.
It's really Facebook and Twitter and so on that want to get rid of these comments anyway.
I just logged into my website with my fingerprint, so there's no way you can steal the password unless you steal my fingerprint.
And now that your fingerprint's on the web, anyone can get it.
No, that's the whole thing. My fingerprint is not on the web. A digital hash, which is a private key, was transmitted via my computer to my website, but my fingerprint is still on my fingerprint reader.
Until someone gets it off.
I don't think it's stored anywhere. It's literally converted into a digital private key. I don't think you need to worry. I'm just showing people. I know you probably won't use your fingerprint to log in, but I just thought I'd bring that up. If you want to, let me just see here. If you want to create your passkey login to the Fakeologist blog, it's the only website I've ever seen, the only blog I've ever been to, that you can sign in with a passkey, which is a private key that only you can generate. Just go up to the top right here and you'll see edit profile. And when you click on edit profile, it will take you to a section where you can add a key towards the bottom. I'm not sure I can show you this because I'm not sure what information is there. Let me just click on my profile and see what's there before I show you. But if anyone wants to just try it out, it's pretty cool. I want to show you right here. Okay. Okay. It's called Register New Authenticator. And I think I can show it to you because I don't see any private info. So you scroll down here to Register New Authenticator. And then you can have all kinds of pass keys without a password to log into the site. And you can identify them as your phone, as your desktop, as your other desktop, that kind of thing. So that's how you do it. Don't be afraid, but you can use your fingerprint or a PIN, I guess, to log in to fakeologist.blog. Now, if everyone out there could just go to fakeologist.blog and see if they get to this webpage here, I'd be most grateful. Because we're having problems today, and if everyone wants to help test it out, that's fantastic too. So, as I said earlier, before we started the video stream, last night the audio stream, I didn't realize wasn't streaming. I was connected, but I wasn't streaming. So I apologize to all you audio listeners. And it looks like we have someone from South Carolina, someone from Stratford, Ontario, and someone from Chicago, and someone from Colorado listening on the audio stream. So thanks a lot. If you go to shortfake.com/chat, that's our audio chat. You can also chat in the Discord. We're also on YouTube, FakeoTube. We're also on D Live, and we are on X.com. And what else do we got here?
Well, Billy C is saying it's back.
Okay. Well, it may never have left, but let's just see if I've got any emails from the CDN service. No, I don't. So they haven't got to my... They haven't hopped to it yet, but I'm glad, Billy C, it's working for you. Very well. Very good.
And I won't change my VPN connection at this stage while we're mid-flight.
I also want to thank a couple donors. We had a new donor today. We had, and we have the regular donors here. We've got Henrik, It Appeared to Bank Sharply, Epic Souls. Thank you guys for donating. We've also got, what else? Who else do we have here? Let's see. We also had a new Patreon member, and I can't quite find it right now. Let me see if it's over here. I think it was Keith. Keith is a new Patreon member. I can't see it right now, but I know it's here somewhere. And thanks to Heather, Chester, Lynn, Dr. Foster Cluck, making a whopping monthly donation. Thank you, Dr. Foster Cluck. So thanks all you guys for helping support Fakeologist and FakeoTube. I really appreciate it.
And remember, everybody, that this is a call-in show.
Yeah.
We appreciate calls.
Yeah, call in 810-666-1984. I'll put the phone.
I was planning to do a discussion on how everyone assumes the earth is flat and unmoving, but I realize I've done it before. I looked up, I found the previous presentation I did not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought better of it. It's just that the flat earth topic seems to have reared its head again.
Okay.
With this discussion of a 24-hour sun expedition?
Yes. I'm not really following that too closely, but go ahead, tell us about it.
Jeren has, in my opinion, shown his true colors by agreeing that if they find a 24-hour sunlight on his trip, then the Earth must be a spinning ball. And then there's all sorts of discussions about why they have to wait for this particular date. Why can't they just go out now? And why can't you see the sun 24 hours a day from the same southern latitude as Norway sees the 24-hour sun, which is you know, only about 60 degrees north.
Okay.
Et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, it's blown up to a big controversy. I noticed that Simon Schack is very keen to discourage flat earth conversations.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
he... So it's obviously become a hot topic again. I just do, you know, just to make my own position clear, I have the view, well, I know for a fact that everybody assumes the earth is flat and
stationary. When it comes to engineering, yeah.
Well, for any practical, there is no practical purpose. There's no actual application of the spinning ball model at all. Not a single one. If anyone can disprove my claim easily, if it's disprovable.
Okay, regular caller Jay. Jay, how's it going tonight?
Hey, it's going okay. I
You're turning into a regular caller. I don't want you to be our only caller, but I certainly appreciate your call. Where are you tonight?
I'm in Texas.
Whereabouts in Texas are you from?
South Texas.
Any particular city? We're not trying to find you. I'm just curious where whereabouts. Major city?
Sort of. It's like close to the coast.
All right. That's a relevant question, because is there not supposed to be a hurricane down there?
No, not coming here. Apparently Florida looks like it's going to get a lot of water into that bowl area, that bend. It looks like it's going to push it all up there. It's going to be pretty bad. It looks.
Yeah, let me look here. Yeah. Let me look here. Well, it doesn't look like it's just a lot of water. So does that mean they're getting a tidal wave? This is the second coming of...
Apparently, I guess it's going to be like, because there's a lot of trees and everything, lots of down trees, and then the storm surge could just push everything and then pull it back. I mean, we had something like that here, Harvey, and the town that it crashed into, it was a small little town, but
looks like they're okay. The capital, Tallahassee, looks like they're getting rain. Tampa's getting some heavy rain. I don't see any red on the radar, so that's pretty good. So I think they're gonna be okay.
Good. That's good.
Okay, what do you got for us tonight?
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like, I just had this feeling, like, and I was listening to the beginning of your show, and you were talking about how, you know, you talk about that thing in Australia.
The legislation. Yeah.
Yeah. And in the past few shows, you know, I've been telling me to look up this research, and that I've been going down it, and it's been kind of crazy, because I called into your show like a week ago about stuff. And I'm just like, it's weird, because I get this feeling, and then I call in, and I looked into all that stuff, and that Ernst Zundel, and they prosecuted him for just talking about, like, they really went after him. And it's crazy how you're talking about this subject now, and it's really happening down there, right? Like, they're going after people for, I looked up, there was another guy from Australia, I forget his name. It's weird, because it's how can it happen there in Canada and New Zealand? I guess they can bring it to America, or it's so weird, because it's scary.
Well,
it's
Ernst Zundel, I highlight Ernst Zundel mainly because he is a pioneer in, I would say, challenging the orthodoxy of what can be said and not be said. And they really had a hard time finding any kind of law that they could charge him with. They really reached really, really hard. They really couldn't get anywhere with the first time. And the next time it was a human rights trial, which is more of it's not a criminal trial as far as I can tell. And I don't even think it has a lot of power, but I think it has the power to harass and cause you to have to mount some kind of defense. But that was a different kind of trial. And then they just threw him out of the country because he wasn't a citizen, because they wouldn't let him be a citizen for 40 years. I don't think there's been any other person who has contributed and not had any kind of criminal record that after 40 years, he gets tossed out of the country that he's lived in, been married in, spoke the official languages of, paid taxes in, employed in. It's a bizarre story. I think it's important for Canadians to know what kind of country they live in, because it could probably happen to someone else that actually had a brain.
Well, it may not actually be a country.
Well, there's that as well. So that's why I promote it. I'm not really too... And Ernst wasn't really obsessed with the topic that he was trying to educate people on. It's just they grabbed onto a piece of the topic and said it's hate speech. But really, he couldn't have cared less about the mechanics of the Holocaust. That really wasn't the point. But they made it the point.
He was just explaining the history.
He was just trying to defend the German people from being hated on. Like, really, the real hate speech is the hate speech that was promoted by the governments that portrayed Germans as evil, baby-eating people, which nothing could be further from the truth. So the government was the hateful one, not Ernst. Anyway.
Yeah, that's why it's his story is so weird. And then with this law in Australia, I think the guy who was, I think his name was, Brandon? I think that was his name. Have you heard of him, John?
It's Frank. John isn't here.
Or Frank? I'm so sorry.
No, I haven't heard of him, no.
Yeah, find his name and bring it up and we'll talk about it.
Let me see. Yeah, it was, he did a whole story for what is Australia that he went to a trial. He went to a trial because he went to some Palestinian rally. And he was just recording, and some Israeli the Zionist guy came up, and then it was just a recording I don't know. And then he
all right,
Brandon O'Connell.
Oh, I don't like that guy. I think he's an agitator. Now you give me his name.
Yeah, he sounds like it.
He sounds like an agitator to me. I think he's just in on it. What do you think, Frank? Have you heard of this guy?
No, but it does sound like an agent provocateur thing.
Right.
What do you think all this is, though? Like, what is that law? What is going on with, like,
let Frank answer. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, I think the issue is that regardless of my misgivings about the internet, there is little doubt that the workings of the way the world is run are being exposed now through the legal system and through television, through NASA, etc., viruses, you know, the medical system, all aspects of our life are being basically demonstrated to be fallacious, and that we're living in a dream world, if you like. Essentially the only way to stop the spell being broken is to prevent the ideas
from being spread.
Well, it's not even a case of convincing anyone, but once people start to, you know, commonly doubt the moon landings,
once Joe Rogan doubts the moon landings, it's game over, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's really, the whole issue simply becomes a case of just keeping a plausible idea going so that they can just stamp out the transmission of ideas which will interfere with the governance of the Roman system.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think? I'm watching that Edward Snowden interview about them talking to him about the spying. And they asked him, do they go after terrorists? And he said, no. Do they go after spies? He said, no. Do they go after domestic? And he said, no. And then he said, we look at interesting people. What do you get when somebody says an interesting person in his level of field?
Are you asking me or Frank?
Well, I think interesting people are people that question the Ab is playing a video just as we were coming on, where a woman is talking about the mainstream.
Yeah, that's called the this is True Stream Media. I love these guys. I know they're sort of mainstream. They're not really fakeologists, but I think
you've hit the nail on the head with that. That woman, as you say, has hit the nail on the head. It is, people are being mainstreamed into a particular set of views.
Yes.
Which is basically just going to lead them to the to oblivion, as far as I can work out.
Yeah, I'm going to recommend this video. I do. I am a patron. Both
physically and spiritually.
I am a patron of Truth Stream Media. I give them $1 a month. I just signed up. I really appreciate, by the way, all the content creators that allow $1 a month, because I'm not giving everyone $5 a month when I subscribe to 25 different people. So I think since they're not value for value, if they're going to force me to use one of these platforms like Patreon, and I offer Patreon to my listeners because people do like centralized services, but so I'm not going to block them from that. But I really appreciate these guys giving the option of $1 a month. So I appreciate that. And I did sign up. And they're mainstream, but their point is super well taken. And yeah, I was playing this earlier, and people should watch it and check out True Stream Media. These people are edging closer and closer to Fakeology as well. It's fun to watch the evolution of these content creators.
Yeah, it's all contrived and manufactured. Even this immigration thing, in a way, a little bit.
In our case, in Australia, they've got two things going on. They've got what they're calling the housing crisis, insufficient houses, the houses are too expensive, and at the same time, they're effectively allowing 1 million people into the country a year. The easiest way to stop the housing. Yeah. Crisis is okay. Why don't we stop the immigration for a while until you sort it out?
The housing crisis. They're attacking that with the immigration crisis, because there isn't a shortage of houses. It's like they have the houses there. It's just they can't put them on the market, because if they put them on the market, it will devalue.
That's the house.
It's just like in the 2008 crash.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. That doesn't make sense. Hey, hold on a sec, Jay. Kevin Mooring asks if Faco has Skype. I have Skype. I sometimes forget to turn it on, but you can call me on Fakeologist, username Fakeologist on Skype. I didn't think anyone used that, but yeah, call me if you want on the Skypey and I will answer. We're also on Discord. You can call me on Discord and I will patch you in as well. Hey Jay, you got any more questions before we let you go?
I've got a question for you, Jay. I watched a show recently talking about the number of work-aged men, US men, that are dropping out of the workforce. Is that your experience, that men between the ages of 30 and 50 are just leaving the workforce? Just dropping out.
Well, where I'm at, dude, I'm close to I'm like 150 miles away from the border. There's a boom down here. Housing boom, medical boom, building construction boom. And yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Like, the connection with our economies, the whole, this border, it's like, it's Northern Mexico is more connected with us business wise than they are with actual Central Mexico down there. All the
I agree with that. Yeah, they created the Maquiladora zone a long time ago, and half the cars are being built in Mexico now. It's a free trade area.
There's a huge housing boom down here, but not just like small little the big mansion types.
They're huge communities
all throughout the border region up on the coast. It's a huge housing.
That's why I was asking where you were, because I'd like to look up the area and see where you're coming from there.
What you're witnessing is just strong economic growth.
Yeah, and the people, this is what's interesting about it, because why are the governors busing them up to the interior of the United States instead of just busing them right across? There's something up there that
busing
they're
being
there to replace. Well, did you hear about the stories how the governors of Texas was busing immigrants to New York and everything, and they were trying to clouded in like, oh, we're going to show them that the border is open. But that's a 2,000-mile trip. The border is just from Austin, that's just like 500 miles down to the south. You should have just dropped them back off down there. But they're sending them up there because the Haitian immigrant story is a real interesting one when the guy was talking about, we're giving them the jobs here in the factories because they don't. And since
they don't complain not, and they don't want more money. That's the main thing.
There you go. It's the same with the construction building here too, because a lot of them, they this is why they hate California, because of the regulations in California with construction and things that you have to have, you know, stuff kind of, you know, you can't just, I mean, in my city alone, the private contractors that we've hired for cities.
Are you in Texas? I'm looking at the map right now.
The South Texas area around like the Nueces County area.
Where?
Nueces County is around the Corpus Christi area.
Okay, I'm trying to.
Are you effectively saying that the border between the USA and Mexico is where all the action is happening right now?
It's a boom. And what I'm thinking is they're just transporting people up there who already have jobs ready for them or stuff that's what I'm saying. Like it's a boom in everything.
Yeah.
I mean, in my city, in the city around here, I don't know about you over there in Canada, but like, there's a lot of that. It's a smaller, it's not what small, like 200,000 people, but like, I mean, that's not like what you hear. I mean, I don't know what's going on. That's why, like, in those major cities, it seems more interesting. Like, it's more like a, it looks more, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, but just the way I observe things and the way, I mean, I've lived here. I mean, it looks like all the factions that are working at the border and everything, they conclude at these big major cities, and then something goes on there because it's the factions that are coming in, and then they deal with the main faction, which is the government. And
all right,
the people in those cities are just in the middle. That's where you got the gun control and everything and
okay,
stuff
Jay.
Like that. Just to...
Jay, you're going on all over the place, but thanks.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You're passionate. Jay, make sure you join the Discord, shortfake.com/Discord. You'd be a good chatter over there. Check it out.
Thank you, Fakeologist. Shortfake.com/Discord.
Because you have a lot to say, and I think you'd be good on the audio chat. And that goes for anyone else out there that likes to chat. You got a lot of ideas, so I appreciate it.
It's just you're not worried about something. Like, I don't know. Like I kind of
Jay,
like,
I'm not worried at all. I'm not. Everything is awesome, man. Stop worrying. This is the Fakeologist. We don't worry about stuff here. We tell you not to worry. So just everyone calm down. It'll be okay. As long as you got some good food and you got a roof over your head, you're going to be good.
Gotcha. Well, I would say, when you say don't worry, I'd say just assume that everything the government is saying is lying.
Yeah.
You know, it's really the mainstream, if you like, that's generating the fear, isn't it? It turns out that none of the things that we're being told.
Here's the Drudge Report. You want your dose of fear, go to Drudge. I used to go to Drudge all the time, but I don't go there. Catastrophic Helen comes crashing in. Yeah. Okay, well, I doubt it, but okay. But this is where you want to... you want your fear, just go here. But
we're about to get catastrophic storms in all over Australia this weekend. But again, it'll be like the previous weekend. It wasn't that bad, you know. It was wet.
Yeah, it rained. and hey, put on a rain jacket and boots. That's what you used to do. So everyone calm down. Yeah. Everything's going to be fine. You're going to get rain, and rain is wet. Hallelujah. We're not made of salt or we're not made of sugar, so we're going to survive it. So everyone just calm down. Everything is cool. Everything is good.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Jay.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks.
And I'm glad you're having a great time there in South Texas. That's fantastic, Jay. Go you.
Yeah, have a good time down there in Corpus Christi. You got a beach down there. I bet. And look at this Padre Island thingy. Oh, I wanted to go there one day. It's this super long
ancient,
sliver.
An ancient canal system.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah. What is this, an actual breakwater that they created? Is this artificial, Padre Island? Well, it sure
it
looks
has to be artificial, it, doesn't it?
My city has one of the oldest native burial grounds in it. They're debating whether it's the oldest in.
No, I'm asking Texas about Padre Island. Is it a natural island, or did
obviously that's the thing. They say it's natural or anything. You know?
Okay.
It could be. Yeah, there's a lot of ancient stuff here. I mean, they found a mummy.
Damn, that is a long island. Here. That is crazy long, isn't it, Frank?
It's a canal system of extraordinary engineering feat.
You've heard of it?
View. Yeah, it's a well-known phenomenon, a bit like the canal, the what's it called? What's the super canal from the Erie Canal? The Erie Canal.
Okay.
You know, it's something has been engineered.
Yeah. Okay, Jay. Thanks.
Yes. Thank you.
Have a good night.
See you, Jay. Bye.
From
Corpus Christi. Creates a whole lot of harbors that are very useful.
Okay, what else do we want to talk about tonight? What else we got? We got to get into some fakeology here.
There's nothing. The fakeology is the mainstream, Tim. Okay. Whatever the mainstream is saying, that's fake.
Okay, so I'm recommending this YouTube video, Truth Stream Media. I'm recommending Fake Nukes Phil. I'm just looking at the blog here. I showed you a really great controlled demolition yesterday with Phil. It was as usual, a thing of beauty. It hasn't been a whole hell of a lot. There's another video that I put up from Truth Stream Media about Sputnik. And another technical note, the Leonard Tell show, was it? It didn't render correctly. And I had to re-upload it, so there's that. That's a technical thing.
Hold time, 8 seconds.
All right, let's talk to Greg. Greg, how you doing tonight?
Hi, Tim. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, say hi to Frank.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Hi, Greg. I'm well. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're kind of buzzy.
It's been a while since I've...
You're kind of buzzy tonight.
Well, I'm speaking into the microphone on my earbuds, which I don't think I've done when I've called in before. I normally speak directly into the phone speaker.
Okay.
But if there's a problem, I could switch to the phone speaker.
Yeah, just keep going. It's good. Yeah, so welcome. You're also on our Discord. Greg is on our Discord.
I did join the Discord, and I did join the audio chats the past 2 weekends. After saying that I wouldn't join Discord again after I left it several years ago,
I didn't know you left. But yeah, you sound really...
I was never in your Discord, but I was on different servers, and I didn't like getting kicked out, and I said I wouldn't join because I didn't like giving power to those little petty dictators who get off on having power on the internet.
Oh, I understand.
You know, losers.
I get you. Well, yep. I know we get some flack, but we chose moderation because Discord was shutting our server down, so we thought we'd have to moderate a little bit. So yeah, unfortunately, some people disagree with my moderator, but overall, it's been really a pretty good server. So I'm showing the Discord
on
here.
Problems with the moderation yet. I don't know. Maybe I'll regret going back on my.
No, you're fine. You'll be fine. Yeah, I am looking at it here. This is the Discord. If anyone wants to know what we're talking about, I'm showing the Discord here. This is where you can join and participate like Greg has. And we have all these. We have the live stream audio. We have all these text channels where you can type in some text material. Yeah. So everyone needs to check out our Discord at shortfake.com/Discord. Okay. Go ahead, Frank. Go ahead, Greg.
So I think the last time I called in, I was talking about the banking system, the negotiable instruments. I was learning about them. And
yeah.
Joe Williams.
I remember that.
You remember that, Frank? Yeah. And
yeah,
you've recently been to a meeting. Yeah. About learning about the banking system, the negotiable instruments. Has there been any progress on that? Have you had any progress? What's happening with that?
The progress that I've had is that I just continue to, I guess, learn more. I haven't had any reason to negotiate on bank instruments at this stage. But clearly more and more people are learning about these things, and that is what is, in my opinion, causing the need to alter the money system, you know, going to the blockchain and digital currency. They're effectively changing the system of generating money and transferring money around the bank.
It's still the same. Is it different, though? It's still the same thing, isn't it? They have their way of doing it. How could they change it? You're just speculating.
That's right. I'm just speculating. Yeah.
Is there a Bills of Exchange Act in Australia?
Yes, there is. It's practically the same, as I understand it, too. Well, it's all the international, you know, Bank of Settlements. And
I should read some of their documents.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, I mean, I think certainly clearing, whether or not people are able to clear their housing debt, I think is unclear to me at this stage. I basically received reports of successes and failures.
And by the way, I just got a message from Eric. He wants to know if I can get Clint Richardson on the show. He's been on the show before, I think. But yeah, I can get him back because I think he talks a little bit about what you guys are talking about, I think.
Yeah.
Why do I know that name?
Well, Clint Richardson is now spending a lot of time with a fellow that gives financial advice.
Yes.
Who essentially says that a lot of the Freeman stuff is just not true and that people have been misled.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's that guy who wrote that book, The Straw Man Story.
Yeah, that's right. He's very good. He's a very good speaker. I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing to do, to have him back on.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that. I would appreciate it.
I just need something to talk to him about that I'm knowledgeable about. I'm not sure I would be that useful an interviewer in that case, but I could try. I could try and get up to date. I did watch some of his videos with the young guy. He had a young guy that was pretty smart.
Yeah.
But I just don't track a lot of what they're talking about. It doesn't really resonate with me, but I get it, but I just don't see it.
Well, the main trust of what they're doing is to establish trusts and to establish.
Yeah, Greg, maybe you could pick up the phone because the buzzing is starting to bug me.
Okay.
The buzzing is bothering me.
Maybe it's the this adapter that I have. I got it at the
You got it at the dollar store?
KW Surplus, Stratford location.
Yeah, that's like the dollar store, but worse. Okay, I gotcha.
How do I switch to speaker? Okay, can you hear me now?
A little bit. Yeah, that's better. Pauly Galtieri says, Clint knows about law, but he's not a fakeologist. He believes COVID is real. Echo Charlie says it's Mustang Island. It's natural. Stay in Port Aransas. And Tominoid says, but wet could cause a super outbreak, so we must destroy all water. That's funny. He also says, make propaganda great again. Echo Charlie says, 310 to Oblivion. Great movie. Okay. That's a movie? 310 to Oblivion? I got to look that one up.
I think the banking system is related to fakeology because it's based on imagination.
Yes.
Okay.
It's more based on deception. Like the example that most people think the Federal Reserve is a bank owned by the US government.
Yeah.
And the other deception is that people are quite willing to accept that the United States government is trillions of dollars in debt to
it's not.
And
that is imaginary.
Yeah, it's imaginary.
It's something that's creative. You draw up a bill, and that's a bill of debt, and you just created it then and there.
Yeah.
Out of thin air.
And they are actually a large amount of interest is being paid to private banks, to private shareholders.
Well, actually, I just looked up today because I'm trying to get away from buying into all the BlackRock ETFs, exchange traded funds. I don't know if you're aware of that. I've sort of pivoted from wasting time pouring money into currencies like Bitcoin, just to investing in real companies that make real stuff and pay real dividends.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of investing directly into United States T-bills, so I don't have to pay even 0.28% commission on the management fees. So you can buy T-bills and invest in them, and they're real things. And yeah, they're just loans that the Fed loans to the government to, and interest is paid out. Mm. Well, maybe not interest, but you buy the bond at a discount, and then at the end of the term, it's worth 100%. So that's how you calculate the yield. So it's real people like you and me, and anybody can go buy a T-bill. It's not that hard. So just pointing it out to all you, my investment friends. Lex Fan says Cliff hates flat earth as well. Okay, make sure Frank's not here.
Well, that's a bit harsh, Tim. Surely, surely he wants to expand his mind and explain why he... I would just simply always ask people, when have you actually used spinning ball theory? It's crazy.
I was joking. Yeah, you can come on here. Let me also remind people that we have a latest comments page at fakeologist.com or fakeologist.blog. How do you find it? You literally just hover your mouse over all these topics at the top, and there's latest comments, blog, latest comments, and we have a comment policy. You got all kinds of stuff here. And Ron Freeman made a comment there, and another one, Petrodromu. And Petrodromu is an interesting person. She has a Substack. I'm going to click on this right now. Hopefully it'll come up quickly, not too slowly. So she is a very interesting person as well. She's hopefully going to get her on the show one day. Let me see if her. I click on her profile here. I can't remember where she dropped her link. There's no link to her profile. Let me just find it here, guys. But she, I think her name is Petra or something like that. And she does a lot of good 9/11 stuff. Oh, maybe that's someone else. Petral. Okay, Petral here. Here it is. Maybe where was the rubber? Where's the rubble pile? And here's her. Okay, so this is Petra Liverani. So here we go. We'll bring up her Substack. So she's got some interesting stuff here. If anyone wants to go, she's calls herself the PSYOP detective. And she's one of the only people on Substack that's starting to promote the idea of September Clues. So that is all on the latest comments page at fakeologist.blog, guys. Are you on the blog, Greg? At all? Ever?
What do you mean? Fakeologist? The blog?
Yeah. Do you ever go there?
Your main website?
Yeah.
I visit every few days.
Okay, good. If you have any trouble logging in, let me know, because we have the new CDN on there, and it seems to be causing a few issues for some people in some places.
Really?
And I'll just show people how that works. If you go to this tool here, I'll put a link in the show notes, Traceroute Test. So if you type in fakeologist.blog, you'll see that you'll end up on a different IP depending on where you are. And that shows that the CDN is working. So here we go. So if you are logging in from Frankfurt, okay, you get to the main blog. That's interesting. Okay, it all goes, okay. Okay, that's really strange because it looks like it is all going to the main blog now. Maybe the CDN isn't working. So much for that theory. Maybe the CDN is down. But it used to show a different number here every time. So maybe I'm seeing things or something's going on. But normally you get served up from somewhere close to where you are. Anyway.
Frank, I remember the last time I called, Frank told me about something called a clerical dictionary. I looked it up, but I wasn't able to find any such thing.
All right. Well, let me see if I can tell you what my copy is.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is called The Oxford Dictionary on the Christian Church by Cross. I've got it right in front of me. What I might do is it's when was it published? It was edited by F.L. Cross.
Oxford Dictionary on the Christian Church?
It's called The Oxford Dictionary on the Christian Church. Yep.
Right. Okay.
And if I have a look at the published date, I think it's 19. So this was published in 1958. First published in 1957. I beg your pardon?
What's the author's name?
Cross. I wonder if that's a... That's
don't be cross.
Well, when I'm now thinking, it's... I wonder if they decided there was any irony in that.
It definitely is.
So definitely his name, F.L. Cross.
F.L. Cross.
And he was at Christ Church, Oxford, in May 1957.
Oh, now I know who your laugh sounds like. You sound like Eddie Murphy, Greg. Did you ever? Was you?
Me?
Yes, your laugh. I was trying to figure out who laughs like that. It just occurred to me, Eddie Murphy's laugh.
And this version I've got, Greg, you need a magnifying glass to read the print. There is a lot of information on. I should take a picture and post it.
Well, if the university libraries have a copy, if it's something that interests me, maybe I'll buy a copy. I got a copy of Black's Law Dictionary from the University of Waterloo Library.
Yeah.
And it's the fifth edition. Apparently the fourth edition is the one to get, but their copy is missing. They don't have it anymore. But I've been reading the Bills of Exchange Act in Canada here and writing down terms that I don't understand or know that I want to look up. So here's some of the things that I wrote down recently. Tenor, maker, protest, accommodate circumstances, set off, consumer bill, consumer note, bank, check, deposit, credit, rights, powers, person, holder in due course. That one comes up a lot. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Yes.
Holder in due course. Do you know what it means?
Well, it means that you, as far as I understand, it means that basically you can transfer the bill to another person who will hold it.
I think so. Because there's a holder, but then there's a holder in due course. There's many different, there are different kinds of holders. There's also a holder for value.
Yep.
So there are a lot of terms to learn.
There are indeed. Well, what else you got, Greg? Anything else you wanted to bring up to the knowledgeable panel?
One of the issues, Greg, about the bills that I'm interested in and you know, trying to get them stopped, is exchange of ideas like this are going to be difficult if the government decides that, you know, it's what you're saying is misinformation. If you're misinforming people about bills of exchange, then they can just stop discussion of it.
How many people know what a bill of exchange is, though? This is so limited. Like,
well, the whole point of you going to school, Greg, is to learn how to use your pronouns. It's not to learn how the world works.
That's right. That is right.
you know, you have to be taught about dinosaurs and spinning balls and landing on the moon and nuclear physics, because that's much more useful than understanding how money works. We certainly don't want to teach anybody about the creation, destruction, movement of money around the world. That would be insane.
It certainly would. Certainly would. Yeah, I was trying to rack my brain to think of anything useful that I learned in school. Not coming
did you up with anything, did you anything? Because I think no. I learned how to read. I've learned how to do arithmetic and how to calculate interest. I think they were all useful things.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure many other people. I know a lot of people are leaving school without those basic skills.
Well, reading and
reading and arithmetic. I think that's a lot of missing. And also grammar. I wasn't really taught grammar properly at school. Whereas I know that in other countries, when they learn English, they're taught about grammar and how to parse a sentence properly. That was
I learned cursive handwriting in the third grade. To make the lowercase and the uppercase letters in cursive. But I didn't learn all the uppercase ones properly. Yeah. I kind of want to go back and learn how to do them properly now. Just handwriting. It's the easiest way to write. Like, you don't want to print everything.
Yeah.
And you want it to be legible. Mm-hmm. So that someone else could read it if they needed to. I found the definition of holder in due course. Maybe it's worth reading it out here.
Yeah. All right. And then we're going to have to wrap her up because we're getting close to the end.
Okay. Okay. It says, a holder who takes an instrument for value in good faith and without notice that it is overdue or has been dishonored or of any defense against or claim to it on the part of any person. A payee may be a holder in due course. A holder does not become a holder in due course of an instrument by purchase of it at a judicial sale or by taking it under legal process or by acquiring it in taking over an estate or by purchasing it as part of a bulk transaction not in regular course of business of a transferor. A purchaser of a limited interest can be a holder in due course only to the extent of the interest purchased. A holder in due course of a consumer credit contract, i.e. consumer paper, is subject to all claims and defenses which the debtor, buyer, could assert against the seller of the goods or services obtained pursuant to the credit contract or with the proceeds thereof. That is the definition of a holder in due course, according to Black's Law Dictionary, 5th edition.
Wow.
And I hope someone got some value from that.
Well, you'll have to call in when Clint Richardson comes back. I think that's your kind of conversation. What do you think?
Yeah, it is. And you know who else? And I thought you had him on the show, but you said you had it. Stan McDonald.
No, I've reached out to him many times.
But I thought you had someone on who was saying that Canada doesn't properly exist legally. And that's one of the things he talks about.
Well, I talked to another guy. Oh, what's his name? I forget, but I brought it up to him. He sort of was talking in that way. He has a YouTube channel. Can't quite remember his name right now, but his name is Matt Unseated, I think. That's it. Matt Unseated just came back to me. I can't remember his real name, if he even gave it to me. But yeah, I think he was talking like that. Matt Unseated. He is really into this stuff. Here he is on Slave Book here. Yeah, this is him here. It's a pretty interesting guy.
Yeah, I remember when you had him on.
Yeah, he's good. I don't
remember him talking about Canada not legally existing. I remember so well that you had Stan McDonald on, but I guess I imagined it.
Well, I tried to get him on, but he didn't want to come on. So, yeah, I think...
He didn't want to come on?
Well, no, he hasn't really answered. So I think he responded once, but maybe he only wanted to give one presentation too. That was on Frank's favorite show that Frank recommended on YouTube.
Richard Vobes
several times.
Yeah, he likes to do his stuff with him. That's fine. And I get the message. I get the idea.
Seems like he's living in the UK now.
But he's living in the UK. That's right. Yep.
Yeah, Stan McDonald. Yeah.
But he's from Ontario, and so many of the stuff on his YouTube channel is dealing with Ontario things. Okay. I just started listening to his channel yesterday. He's got lots of good stuff on there. Okay. I recommend it. I think it's just Stan McDonald.
Okay, let me put a link to Matt the Unseated because I like him, and you should look into him on YouTube, and you can see that on my screen, and then we'll look up Stan McDonald.
Well, hang on, I got it bookmarked on my NewPipe account, which is the
here he is here. I got him.
Oh, you found him? Okay.
Talking about smart meters, that's one thing. I think that's a huge red herring, but okay. I love my smart meter. I just don't think it's a big deal. It's
like, you got one? Why would you get one?
Well, I have solar panels. I need them. I need to know when I get my highest rate. I don't know do you have a problem with smart meters? I don't want to get into it, but we can.
Everything I've heard about them makes me think they're very sinister.
Everything you've heard about them is complete, just technophobic stupidity. All it does is measure.
Richard Gomes is still on them.
I don't care about Richard Gomes. I don't care about any of these people. I'm a technical guy, so all it does is record what time you're using the power and how much you're using, because for time of use rating, which I use, you need to know when your people are using it at the peak so they can charge you more. But of course, where I live, you don't even have to use time of use. You can just pay a flat rate. So it's complete nonsense, the whole smart meter thing. And I was kind of sad because some of my favorite people have fallen for it, including Bill Vanderzam, the former premier of British Columbia. I used to really like that guy, but he, I think, has fallen for that. But he's an old man now, so he doesn't have long for this world, but it's not a big deal. Not a big deal. Yeah, so this is Stan McDonald's
website.
One
thing many of these UK people talk about is council tax. And I'm wondering, that's the same thing as like
property tax?
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I thought.
And it looks like Richard or Stan McDonald talks a lot about property tax. I'm not really into that too much, but the Canada is fake is pretty cool. So it looks like they talked about Sestui KV.
Sestui KV.
Yeah, I'm trying to read it in French though. Sestui KV, or what?
Proof of life.
Right. It looks like they've been talking about that. So I think I'll listen to that one too.
So didn't Stan McDonald, or was it someone else, had a website called The Myth is Canada? Was that Stan McDonald's
website? No, that was Doug somebody. The Myth is Canada. Okay. Yeah. I can't remember his name either.
Did you have him
either.
On your show?
No.
You didn't have
him? But I talked about it. I talked about it. The Myth is Canada.
Yeah, I remember you talked about it.
He was another guy always on the anti-COVID channels. What's his name? And actually, these guys don't agree with each other, which is really strange.
Who's Stan and...
Stan and this guy. Yeah, Doug Force.
Doug Force, okay.
So they're trying to make a movie, it says here, called The Myth is Canada. Looks like they closed it off at $3,400. So there you go. They're trying to make some money. So if the two guys that say Canada's a myth don't agree, what does that tell you? That's a bad sign. They can't even get together and cooperate on the absolutely most sort of esoteric topic ever.
Well, they both agree it's a myth, don't they? They agree that it's not legally existing. All that exists is a Hudson's Bay Company.
Yeah, but I don't know fundamentally what they disagree with. But here's the Myth is of Canada's website. It's pretty interesting.
It is. It's very interesting.
Very interesting. But I'd like to have both of them on so they could tell me, because really that is fakeologist 101. If Canada's fake, that's it doesn't get much more fakeologist than that. So I'll put a link to that, and maybe I'll send a message to Doug Forrest and see if I can get him on. I haven't seen him anywhere, but they pretty much talk about the same thing. Yeah, these guys are really speaking the same thing. In 1901, they talk about with Queen Victoria dying, the repeal of Section 2 of the BNA Act came into force, deliberately leaving the Dominion of Canada without a monarch. They never reenacted. And then in 1931, the British Parliament passed the Statute of Westminster, allowing their dominions to act independently. This would allow the said dominions to federate and create their own constitutions. Ireland, New Zealand, South Africa did, but Canada did not. Did Australia do it in 1931, Frank?
No, they created their constitution in 1901.
Mm.
But the net effect at the moment is that we don't have a monarch either. We've a monarch. We're basically in a sort of limbo.
You're in limbo too.
And, the net effect is the same.
Right. And someone was talking about how one of your bills received royal assent. And I can't remember what I was listening to. And then they said, well, who's the royalty in Australia that assented to it? Is it King Charles, or is it you have your own queen? And who the hell is that?
Exactly.
Do you know? I don't even know.
No, we don't know.
Nobody knows.
The royal seal was defaced in 1973. It was struck out. So the royal seal was sent back to the queen The royal queen ordered that the royal seal be defaced, which was done, and sent back to the United Kingdom. And that was that.
Yeah, the other thing that this is a really good website. I don't even understand why Stan wouldn't agree, because it seems like they're talking about the same thing. Canada doesn't have a constitution because Quebec did not sign it. So that means it's not ratified. So they're just acting as if it is.
Now, the thing about these, what you've got written in front of you, is that these are facts. Anyone can verify these.
Yeah.
So this is not conspiracy stuff. This is just a fact.
Yeah, I'm gonna have this guy come on my site. This is really good. I'll have to send him an
email. What is unclear is how to manage the implications of it.
Right. Where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? What is unclear is what is the contract between you and the man in the horsehair wig, the black robe and the gavel?
Yeah. Well,
he's a referee.
Yeah, he's a referee between contesting a contract.
But only if you go into the
into the court.
I guess it's assumed that we're in that court, but we have to make some claim of saying, okay, well, that's not us. Apparently, you have a right to remain silent. But you have to physically say, I exercise my right to remain silent. If you don't do that, it's not assumed. People don't realize these.
You know about the 12 presumptions of the court?
That apparently recently got told in an Australian court that they don't apply. So there's a guy contesting a case at the moment where the judge told him those presumptions don't apply here. Crackingly, like it's mind blowing what is going on at the moment.
Well, that's pretty weird.
That is just, that was really something.
All right.
So what? There's no people. Okay.
No, I wanted
to end the show like that.
No, I wanted to shout out to Verilicious. On truthmeets.com, truthmeets.com, I would call that a bit of a pod child. Would you call them a pod child of mine?
I would.
Okay, I put a link there. I can't find it. So I can't find the show because I don't think it uploaded right. But anyway, if you go, yes,
to the episode that they did today where they were talking about feminism and male and female roles, and I found it very interesting. I would recommend that one.
Yeah, I'm just going to try and see where it is, the podcast here. Let me see if I can find it. Here it is here. It might have been might have been this one here, TMC 008, and that's where Verilicious was going into the history of the monarchy in England, including talking about Queen Victoria. It was pretty good, so I'm gonna put a link to that. And Verilicious was on fire. She's really a good speaker. So put a link to that in FAK 953, Frank the Salt Guy show. What's that, Greg?
Oh, the one I'm trying to find, the one I listened to today. I think it was Rick with Sarah, Linda, and Velo, TMC 008.
That's the one you just...
Yeah.
I think... Okay. No, actually, you know what? It was this one. It was Arvo. That's what it was. It was Arvo. I didn't know what the word Arvo meant. Okay. I think this is the one.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Okay, I'll put a link to that one. Well, they're both good.
They're both good. Well,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure they're both good. I'm endorsing the other one without having heard it.
Yeah. So, yeah, listen to this one here, Arvo.
Now, Greg, are you finding that the discussions, et cetera, and the topics raised on this site to be of interest to you? Is that the sort of things you're interested in?
I'm a fakeologist?
Yeah.
Right now I'm interested in understanding like the banking and legal system, and there's not a lot of that on Fakeologist. So
no,
there's not. I'm not finding that. The most recent one about satellites. Tim posted something about satellites. Oh, that was interesting. Yeah, but yeah. I'm really focused on the banking stuff now.
I think I don't really think this would be the right place to go to do that because it's a bit too general.
Yeah.
I mean, I also, as you know, have a big interest in those things. You really need to go to guys like Empowerment Solutions and the Know Your Rights group, and there'll be similar guys around the world, I guess, but the guys specifically demonstrating ways to deal with it, etc. These are two places I know in Australia where you can get usable, practical information on those things and how to deal with the actual reality of dealing with parking fines and so on, which I've used successfully.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just trying to connect to someone who called in, Greg, so I want to catch one more guy before I hang up on the line.
Oh, should I get off the call?
Yeah, because I'm going to wrap up the call, but I got to catch this one guy who just tried to call in. Okay. So thank you for calling, Greg. I appreciate it.
Good talking,
Greg. If you send me an email at frank@fakeologist, I'll send you a few links.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Frank@fakeologist. That's easier.
frank@fakeologist.com. All right. Thanks, Greg.
See you, Greg. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye bye. Let's see if I can call this guy. I want to catch one. Somebody called in, but I'm trying to dial it here. Okay. Let's try one more time. I don't know what's going on. Okay, I'm trying to call you, whoever's calling in, but I had the phones turned off, so I'll call you. I know you're calling me on the phone, so.
How you doing, my friend?
All right, were you calling the fakeologist? Because I had the phones turned off, but I figured I'd catch you.
Yeah, is this on, am I alive?
You're live on the air with Frank the Salt Guy.
Yeah, cut out. You know that guy, Tim Osman, he says, you know, that McDonald's, they put some life extension in their burgers, and that it's going to, you know, that they don't want people to get sick. They want people to live forever. So, you know, so that they can attain their business. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay. It sounds pretty funny. Good. That'd be a great marketing term, wouldn't you think? Eat our life-extending Big Mac.
I think so, but I mean, I don't agree with his. I think he's too much of an auto hoaxer. You know, I think he auto hoaxes too many things that maybe, you know, could be, you know, real.
Well, full disclosure, I am a Tim Osman patron, so I like the guy. So I don't think you can really be too much of an auto hoaxer, quite honestly. So
the auto hoax is the fact that fast food is bad for you. I mean, that's taking it to another extreme.
Well, not everything on the McDonald's menu is bad for you, I don't think, but
yeah, maybe the coffee is the only good thing for you, but I mean, the rest of the stuff on there is not. I mean, it's all cooked in seed oils, and you know.
Yeah, it never used to be though, but yeah, I agree. I try and avoid anything cooked in the Hateful Eight seed oils. I think a hamburger is probably okay for you. I think you can survive probably without the bun, but you know, I don't think everything is poison. All food is poison, but I do usually avoid fast foods because for those reasons. But I've never heard the McDonald's conspiracy story that he was talking about. When did he say that? Is that a recent episode?
A couple of days ago. He also says, you know, that the vaccine, it's a nothing burger as well. You know, the vaccine may be life extension as well. And that, you know,
I disagree with that wholeheartedly, but you know, we don't always agree on everything, but, yeah, here's IPS.monster. I'm a big fan, and it looks like he's having an auto hoax conference starting in 2 days. So
and the guy all says, you know, chemtrails are not real as well. I mean,
yeah, well, I disagree on that. I agree on that one, actually. So
I agree
with that. I think there are no chemtrails where I live, but I'm not going to comment on where you live because maybe they're down there. So So you're picking all a few things that are controversial. I disagree with them on the vaccines. I think all vaccines are poison, but yeah, so we have disagreements on a few things, but overall I'm an auto hoaxer for sure.
What do you think about the war in the Lebanon? Do you think what is the objective, you think, of this whole scam war?
Greater Israel. I talked about that with Fake Nukes Phil yesterday. I think it's all a simulated event. They're just fireworks. The pager stories is a total lie, complete nonsense. But yeah, I think it's just to create a more organized, more New World Order area of the world that has oil.
Do you think people are actually dying, or it's just, you know?
No. No, not the way that, not the ones they show us. Let's put it that way. I can't see what's going on there, but what they're showing appears to be fake. Just like September Clues says the videos you were shown are fake, but what we weren't shown, we can't really comment on because we don't know. But
hate the fact that, you know, there may be atrocities going on for sure, but yeah.
I don't think there are. Why bother if the simulation works so well? So I'm not a doomer in that way. How did you find out about my show? Because you're a new caller.
I'm a subscriber of Tim Osman, but there's some things I don't agree with. You know, the vaccine stuff and
yeah.
Food stuff I don't agree with. You know, he says you can just eat McDonald's every day. And
is know. That how you found us though, through Tim Osman's website?
Yeah. Well, the Discord, someone posted your link.
Oh, great. Oh, that's good. Well, I really appreciate cross promotion. It's really the only way to get the word out. Wouldn't you agree, Frank? Did you want to say
I
hi
do.
To the salt
I guy? Do. How are you?
How's it going, man? Salt is awesome.
Yes, it is. Salt is very good, I think, for you. But yeah, it's great. What's your username that I can call you by? I don't want to use whatever name is showing up on my phone here. What username do you go by? Or
it's the Anunnaki Nibiru 33.
Okay, that's a long
one. That's a great one.
That's okay. I don't think I've seen that one. Okay, cool. Well,
and what do you think about the idea that there's an Anunnaki?
could all be fake. It could all be fake as well, you know, to bring in, you know, this the greater alien invasion plan. Who knows? I mean, because it's rampant on ancient aliens and this type of stuff. But I mean, I'm open to the fact that, you know, there is an architect of ours for sure. So
an architect of the world we live in.
Yeah, not only that, but humans as well.
What's your take on 9/11 to bring me back into the conversation?
I don't believe that even planes hit the towers. It could have just been a CGI simulated event.
Okay, good. Have you watched September Clues?
No, I have not seen that.
Okay, we have a wonderful playlist that we've created where we spent 2 weeks watching September Clues and all the sub videos. So make sure you go to FakoTube and look for the September Clues Watch Party. I think you'll enjoy it.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, please check that out. And Tim Osman was on one of those watch party shows as well. I think he enjoyed himself. And I think he values the work of Simon Shack as well, so for sure. And thanks to all the donors that donated to Simon as well. Mostly all fakeologists, so really appreciate you donors out there. Anything else before we wrap her up, Anaki there?
Think about the chances that, you know, this, all the history, you know, the historical events are all dissimulated events that didn't really even happen.
Well, I think the explanation of the events is the thing that's fraudulent.
I mean, something did happen, yeah.
There's no doubt that Dresden was bombed. That did happen.
Yes. But
you think there's a
was it, could be looked, but was anybody there for the bombing? Was anyone, or did they clear it out?
There's no doubt that Hiroshima was bombed, but that was, in my opinion, clearly a firestorm.
Yes. And again, was that town cleared out?
Yes, it was cleared out.
Yes. So nobody.
But they said it was cleared out before the bombing. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Well, then there's nothing. So are you trying to say there's nothing to worry about? That's pretty good news.
I think there are things to worry about, mm-hmm. and they are about the spiritual battle, the battle that goes on between those in high places.
Okay.
Yeah, our job is to resist evil for sure. And to claim that there's no evil, I think, is rash, because people are suffering.
Just to play devil's advocate, do you think the elite could be the good guys, you know, and they know that this world is basically a hell simulation and they want to expel as many souls as possible from this, you know, whatever it is?
Well, the reason I don't think that is because of the lies that we're being told. If I don't see how any good comes from deceiving people about the nature of the world.
Maybe they're trying to protect us because the realization of that this world is, you know, not what we think it is too much of a, you know, it's too much of cognitive dissonance that'll just shake the people. So they have to gradually like wake the people up.
Well, again, I think the elite are the people that created the spinning ball idea, the aliens idea. And so from that point of view, my view is they're not helping me. They're not helping me understand reality, and therefore they're not good. They're not good guys at all. They are essentially trying to trick me into undertaking actions that will harm myself. I will harm myself or others through the deceits that are being perpetrated. For example, people picking up their guns and going to foreign countries and shooting things and just generally misbehaving. Or you know, or there's this other thing about if you don't believe in global warming, then we're going to come and burn your house down because you are.
Yeah, then you'll believe in some heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you flash that? I mean, I think the weather.
No, I just think the bad guys are bad. They're bad. They're bad dudes. But they don't think they are. They think they're great.
They think they're smarter than the rest of us, bastards. Well, I appreciate your phone call. Thanks for being a first-time caller, maybe first-time listener. I appreciate you calling in. Make sure you call again.
Sure, thanks for what you do.
Oh, thank you. And thanks to Frank, the salt guy, for coming every Thursday to the show and sharing his wisdom. We appreciate
I greatly appreciate the opportunity, Jim, as I said.
Yeah, well.
And obviously I appreciate the people calling in. It's, you know, really the things that I talk about, you know, salt, flat earth, and, you know, we can only do that so much. It's a great to give people an opportunity to discuss the things that are of interest to them.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm going to put a link to your blog. What's the name of it?
www.howtotakecareofyourpenis.wordpress.com.
I thought it was just howtotakecareofyourpenis.com.
How to take care of your penis. And it's also howtotakecareofyourpenis.com. I've got both.
Yeah, that's easier. That's easier for the good listenerships to remember. That's a good one. Quite possibly it's the best URL ever. It might be.
Who knows?
Because who doesn't want to take care of it? I know I do. I don't know if the trannies do, but who cares? All right, that was a good show. It was sort of an all over the place show, but that's okay.
From my point of view, what I'm interested in is
truth.
It's more about finding out what people are interested in and just understanding what the effect of fakeologists is on the world at large.
Well, because you show up regularly, Frank, we got a pretty good audience tonight. I'd say about 60 people all over the place. That's live. So people actually show up here live to listen in real time, which is an extraordinary event in the world of delayed broadcasting where people are listening to recordings or watching old videos or pre-recorded stuff. So for you guys to commit to us live, that's pretty great, I think.
No, I do appreciate the audience. And I, as I said, I hope more people call in and take the opportunity to chat. Happy to hear, get emails at frank@fakeologist.com. I get some regular people that write to me that I really appreciate the links they give me and so on.
Yep, I get regulars that I don't always appreciate, but I do usually try and decode what's written. So,
as you're leaving, I must say I did get a JF1.
JF1, I was going to say JF1.
Who's told me again about someone writing an article about how salt is, the world's best thing and the world's worst thing. I mean, it's going to increase stomach cancer by 41%.
Yeah, great number. Where they come up with these numbers? Such bull.
Just as if it's true.
Yeah. I usually just disregard all that. So, no. All right. Well, thanks everyone for participating, and we'll get this show up as soon as possible. Hopefully, the encoder works. Hopefully, the blog works, and hopefully, you guys can make a contribution. Fakeologist.com/donate. Value for value, you pay whatever you think this show is worth. Frank, I'll see you on the audio chats on the weekend if you want to talk again.
Terrific. All right. See you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good night, good morning, good afternoon, or just plain old good day.